Well, I hope you guys came here expecting to have church tonight, because I'm ready. Are you guys ready? All right, let's be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can, above all the things that we can call you, Savior, Master, Healer, Father, we can call you Friend. What a, oh man, that is so awesome. You know, I was just so excited to have this opportunity again, Pastor. Thank you so much to give me the opportunity, and I'm honored, and I just wanted to give God my best, you know, because during this time that we've been in, what do you call it? What have we been in? Like this this pandemic, where we've been on shutdown or whatever they call it. You know what I mean? It's been a really interesting time, if I can just, the nicest way I can put it, you know? And, we've been through a lot, you know? And it's almost like every time I get to come and minister, I get a whole bunch of stories for saying what the Lord has brought us through, you know? And, I'm excited to give him glory. So about 6 weeks ago, yeah, let me get right into it. 6 weeks ago, I was between three different jobs doing tile work. And I got to say, from all the jobs I do, I dislike doing tile the most. Like, I don't want to say I hate it, but, you know, it puts food on the table. So I do what needs to be done, okay? And 6 weeks ago, I was between three different tile jobs, okay? And we was in the red. So I was pretty much catching up, okay? Because things was lean, okay? And so what I had was exactly what I needed to get the job done, okay? So I was coming home from another job at Harbor Lights, and I packed up everything in a hurry, because I was behind, so I had to hurry up, get this stuff done. And I had these things. These things are called spin doctors. I don't know, Ruben's not here, so I don't know if he's ever used these before. Some of you have used them, and they're pretty good tools to have. So it's about $100 worth of material I had inside this box, similar to this one. Okay, and I was in a hurry to get home, and I get home and I'm offloading everything, and I never have my spinners. So I started to panic. I was like, I cannot have lost this. And so I'm backtrack. And as I was backtracking to the apartments, yeah, I prayed one earnest prayer. It was a prayer of desperation, because I desperately needed these things, and I did not have the money or the resources to go buy replacements. And I couldn't borrow something like this from somebody else. Now, something as insignificant as these plastic pieces, I was in desperation. I needed these things, and I prayed. And I prayed in expectation that the Lord was going to guide me to where these things was at and guard them if necessary. In fact, I even charged the angels. I specifically said, angels, wherever these things are at, I pray that you put a guard on these things, because I needed them. Now, standing here in this suit doesn't look like I needed something like this, but let me tell you, okay? And I'm going to go someplace with this. It's not the whole gist of my message, but it has a purpose. And so I went home, and I started to backtrack, and I prayed. And I went back to Harbor Lights, and I ran upstairs. And I said, surely, maybe I left them in the unit. Wasn't there. I went to the trash can, because I threw away a bunch of stuff before I left. And it wasn't a trash can. I figured maybe I left them by the dumpster. Maybe somebody didn't grab them. I grabbed security. I grabbed the maintenance. Says, hey, you guys see this? Please call me. I showed up on pitch on my phone. And right about the time I was coming out of Harbor Lights, and I was like, you know what? I lost them. And I was coming around D building. And I tell you, I remember this as sure as it's today. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me, no, you prayed for those things. You set my angels out on this assignment. They get them, cuz. Okay? I'm serious. And now, okay, I'm coming around D building, yeah? Yeah? And I'm coming out to the intersection, yeah? And I'm taking a turn at the intersection, yeah? Now you see how I drop those things on the ground, yeah? This box fell out of my truck, okay? Was on the side of the road at the intersection of Harper Lights, yeah? Never looked like that, okay? And I wouldn't bring this up just so makeup stuff so that I can have an entrance to my message, okay? I was so blown away. I came around and was like somebody's hand was on the line. And you guys know that road. That road is, boom, cars flying them. Was like one hand went stop them. The thing went spill out a little bit, not even like this now, okay? Not even, God is my witness. You wasn't even like this now, okay? Now the thing fell out of the back of my truck. Never have a lid on top like this. Should have been all over the road, but wasn't. If you take in notes tonight, yeah, the title of my message is Great Expectations. And my key scripture, and I use this scripture every time I minister because it's my favorite scripture. It's found in Ephesians. Anybody know? Ephesians 3:20. I mean, I don't even have to pull them up. My key scripture for Great Expectations is Ephesians 3:20. And the New King James Version says it like this. Now to him who is able. Thank God that God is able, that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Okay? Now we could just stop right there and just go home. We serve a God that we actually can call friend, that does exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God ever blessed you with something that you were just thinking about? You never even pray about it. And you just get blessed. I think everybody in here, you've come across that a few times, huh? That God just bless you with something that you was just playing around in your mind about. So let's go a little bit back. According to the power, and that scripture ends with according to the power that works in you. And I'm going to get back to that now, okay? And check out those spaces, yeah? So let's rewind a little bit back before all of this now. March 15th, schools are shut down. Businesses are shutting down. Work starts to dry up, you know, for everybody. You know, a lot of people in the food and beverage, hotel industry, a lot of hotel, car rental, a lot of different areas dried up with business, and mines was included. Nobody wanted to call, and so we started not having funds come in. Okay. So we're in an apartment that I made a deal with my landlord to, you know, fix up. Anyway, we worked out some stuffs. And I had soaked up all that benefits already. Okay, so now we're zero income coming in. And I'm fixing up this unit. And I get to the point where, okay, now, like, this is almost like deja vu with our cottage that we moved out of. Like, I'm going to pour my heart and soul into this thing, and then they're just going to kick us out. That's how I was feeling, you know? And I remember calling him up and said, hey, you know what? Help me out, bro. No more work. He said, we'll work out something. But then I wanted to be specific. I said, no, rent's coming up, bro. I'd like you help me out. And, you know, it's no slide on him, okay? I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, okay? It is what it is, okay? It's business. And he said, well, I mean, I brought it up. I said, if I cannot pay the rent, just take the deposit. Okay, Pastor? Just take them. And I thought, nah, you're not going to take them. We've been together for a while. You know, I've done him some favors. He's done me some favors. But he took them. and work wasn't coming in. And the Lord began to deal with me because I couldn't go to sleep at night. I was just sick. I couldn't think, like, man, how am I going to get out of this, man? Like, what am I going to do? My hands are tied, you know? The country's shut down. The world is shut down. What am I going to do? And I remember one night, yeah? You guys have one of these, yeah? You guys know what this is? Your smartphone, yeah? Yeah, we always go on the phone, yeah? Some of you like to say, oh, no, I was on my Bible on the phone. No, but we go on Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. No slamming on anybody. I was up on the phone, you know, just trying to figure stuff out. You know, you probably would have wanted to have heard that I was in travailing prayer and I was fasting and had burlap on me, but I wasn't. Okay, Pastor, I'm just being honest. I was on my phone. I never know what else to do. And the Holy Spirit told me, go look on the pictures on your phone of all the work you did and all the work I gave you and all the trials you went through. I want you to go look. And I started to look through them. I said, oh yeah, I remember that time when we was behind the eight ball with this bill and you came through. He said, yeah, what about this time? Oh yeah, I remember. Now remember, we're talking about the God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Now, I wasn't asking yet. Let's turn over to Philippians. And I want to just let you know, yeah? The purpose of this message, yeah, is to get your expectations. I want you to remember this. On God's power and ability and not on people. Because the word expectation is kind of a double-edged sword. People tell you that you shouldn't expect anything because then you won't get disappointed. But if you expect in the wrong area, you will get disappointed. Let me tell you that people will let you down. They will. It is what it is. People are people. And you cannot, and it's sad because sometimes, like, you can have people in your life that do so much for you and then they don't do one thing for you and then you just say, ah. You ever been like that before? The one time I needed them. Okay, I see. You know, we fast for forget all the other millions of things they did for us. Yeah, in Philippians, okay? I said jumping all over. In Philippians 4:6, yeah? And the title of my message is Great Expectations. And in Philippians 4, it says, be anxious for nothing. Now, when I started doing research on expectation, anxious almost kind of sounded like expectation, yeah? Like you kind of like just you expecting something. You're kind of like, oh. But anxious, you know, anxious kind of has the root word in, how many of you can guess? Anxiety. Who said anxiety? Anxiety. You know what I'm saying, yeah? And you know, when I picture anxiety, yeah? Anxiety, I feel like somebody's like wringing their hands, you know, like, oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. And I felt myself getting like that in bed, you know, thinking about all this stuff. Like, oh, we're going to get kicked out. I got to pay for the truck, the car, all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, all this stuff was like, and the Lord was saying, hey, bro, where's your expectation, bro? Are you in expectation or are you in anxiety? Okay? And Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing. Now, let me tell you this, yeah? The Bible says not to worry, yeah? It says not to be anxious, yeah? But how many of you know that it's entirely impossible to tell a human being not to worry? I mean, just be real with me, okay? I mean, okay, I'm just going to say on me, okay? We're not going to put that on you, okay? It's entirely impossible to tell me not to worry, okay? Like, I'll preach probably again at some point, and I'm going to come up with another story and tell you how God gloriously saved us in one other situation, you know? You know, yeah, like how Halamer said, you got to go back around the mountain again, you know, but God always is there to prove himself strong, you know, every single time. But it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Now, I read this. This was like a blog on a person that was going through anxiety. And they said that every time they would get worried about stuff, people would always tell them, you know, religious people, leaders, her family members, friends, would just, you know what? If you cannot change the situation, just forget about it. Let me tell you, it's not that easy, though. Yeah, we no more rent. Forget about it. Praise the Lord. No, it's not that easy. Oh, easier. Just forget about it. Just leave it in God's hands. Just give it to God. Because God's just going to drop one rent check in my pocket. This is the way they said it. They said, I finally get it, Lord. He didn't tell me never to worry. Because there's always going to be something to worry about, okay? For in this human flesh, that would be impossible. What God did say is when I worry, to turn it over to him. Okay? And not only does he tell you not to worry, yeah? But he tells you how not to worry. Okay? It says, what God did say is when I worry, turn it over to him. Talk to him. Be respectful and polite. I mean, he is my father, right? Isn't he your father? And he's also your friend. But let him know the things that worry you, the things that scare you and shake you to your core. Then rather than holding on to those things and trying to fix them or orchestrate my path around them, give them to God and never pick them up again. He will bear my worries. He will carry my burdens, and he alone will provide me peace and comfort that truly can never be explained in any other way than it comes from God. And they paraphrased Philippians 4:6, and this is the way it brought understanding to this person. And I want to read this because this is some enlightenment right here. And this is the way they paraphrase it. You know, like how we have all those different variations of the Bible? You know, we get the Message, we get the Passion, this is their version, okay? So it's almost like I'm saying, this is Chemo's version, okay? It says, don't worry about anything. In all things, big and little, significant and insignificant, talk to God. Make your worries and concerns known to him. That's pretty cool, huh? Be polite and thankful. You ever get into a point where you're just so sick and tired? And tired always follows sick. You know, you're just like up to here and you're just mad. And you just like fight. You just like, God, why? How come? Again, why? It was like just so much personal stuff going on inside of me, man. It was like I said, deja vu again. I'm going to fix up this place. We'll get kicked out. And what are we going to do after that? You know what I'm saying? I was going through all of this. But God says, give your request to me. But you got to do it right. You cannot just, right? Okay? I'm going someplace with this, okay? Humble yourself and know that the calm tranquility that comes on from God and makes no sense to man will be upon you. Now, you know that God has touched you in the situation or your circumstances where you just like put somebody in fertilizer, then the peace of God just comes upon you and says, I got this. You don't know what I have planned for you, but I do. Trust in me. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is trust. When you need help, yeah? Like I had a few situations where I needed help when we was getting ready for move. Oh, yeah, I didn't even get to that. Oh, my gosh. I said, jumping ahead of myself, okay? So we're in this situation. I know you're laughing. But anyway, I need to just recap. I cannot say that. Okay, so while we're going through this, yeah, so then the Lord started to open doors again, of course, and work started to come in. And in the midst of this COVID-19, this coronavirus pandemic, you would think that it's pretty much the lowest we can go now, okay? I mean, we're on lockdown. Schools are shutting down. Jedediah went to school today. Tomorrow, he cannot go to school. It's going to be on online from now on. All these things are happening. But God decides to bless me and my family during this pandemic with something that we've always wanted since we got married. Since I got married to Mel and with Sai and then with the other two small boys coming into the picture, we desperately not only wanted but needed a house. And during the midst of all of this, Pastor Herman, I got the call for go check out one job, and it was with somebody that I had tried to do business with before, and I was like, it wasn't going to work out. And my friend just kept pestering me and said, please go see this guy. Just go see him. Just go talk to him. And I was like, nah. You know, stuff started to pick up. So I was like, yeah, no, I can put that on the back burner. Not knowing that it was a blessing that God wanted to bless us with. And now keep in mind now, okay, I'm trying to paint a picture and just let you see how all of this is coming together. So we're in this apartment, and I'm still fixing it up now. It's not ready yet. It's not done. And my landlord let me do everything I wanted to. Like, he said, fix him up like it's yours. Okay, so in my mind, I was thinking, oh, maybe he can bless me with him, but he never. So it's all right. It's cool. So, I mean, the color of the wall, the flooring, the tile in the bathroom, everything, down to the vanity, everything. Okay? We're fixing this thing up, okay? And I go check out this job in El Valle. Now, remember I was telling you about how God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Now, in the back of our head, we was like, man, it would be so nice to live up country, you know? This country's nice. It's like cool, you know? Some of you guys live up country. You guys know what I mean. It's nice. But it's just kind of far. And most of the people I talk to, they say, well, after you live up country, it's like you get used to the drive. And I was like, yeah, but if I forget something at home, then I got to drive all the way back up country. Grab one screwdriver or one wrench or something. That's not going to work out for me, you know? Anyway, so I go into the house and not even thinking. It wasn't even a thought in my head to say, hey, we're going, here's a house for you, James. So we get there and I'm walking around with the guy and talking about some stuff. And he's like, hey, something inside me said, hey, just ask him. Just ask him. Because he can rent them out anyway. So yeah, maybe he rent them out to you. So we sit talking. I throw my spiel about, you know, this place needs a lot of fixing up. Would you rent to somebody, you know? And, throw my deal. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that before. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I wasn't like trying to push the issue, you know, because we already fixing up this other apartment. You know, it's all good. So then, you know, I did some work for him. And then he called me back. He's like, hey, I like your work, bro. Well, you know, come move in over here. Come in 2 weeks. Come move over here. Now, I'm still fixing up the apartment now, okay? Now, keep in mind, God does for you exceedingly, abundantly. It's all on your expectation now, yeah? You're either expecting or you're in anxiety. You know, you're worrying. Because let me tell you this, yeah? Worry does not do anything for nobody, right? And let me tell you, I come from a family of professional worriers. I mean, I've been guilty of worrying. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, I was worrying. Man, my wife, guys, it was all mouth wide open, snoring. I was up worrying. 3 o'clock in the morning. Like this. God, what are we going to do? So I know. Worry doesn't do anything. But we always seem to just roll back to that, yeah? Like, oh, my worry going to do something. Instead of just going off in faith and expecting God to do what he said he was going to do, right? So I'm looking at you. Am I going in too many rabbit trails here? We good? Okay. She said, okay. So long story short, I'm not going to belabor it. So he wants us to move in, so we move in. So God blesses us from going from El Parkside to El Valle. And let me tell you, like, I mean, everything we wanted for the place, down to the countertop, the sink. He went and bought a sink that we wanted, but we saw at Costco. I was like, how's that? I was like, babe, look at the sink. No, weren't we looking at that sink in Costco that we wanted for buy that sink? And he went and got the sink. And I was like, just, you know what, God, wouldn't it be just like you to bless us in a time where nobody would be, I never think, wow, I just like stay afloat, you know what I mean? But God goes and does exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. And you know what? You know what? This ties in to the prophecy, because you know what that was, Pastor? That was on suddenly. And what I want to encourage you tonight, yeah? I'm not here up to brag. I'm not here up to dress up and just be in pride and say, oh, look what God did for me. No, but look what God did for me, man. I don't deserve it. Me and my wife talking, we never deserve this. We never deserve this. But God saw it fit to bless us. During this time of what's going on in the world, God blessed me. And if he can bless me, what are you expecting? What are you expecting? What if God was to give you your expectation suddenly? I believe one of the purposes tonight is to encourage you to get ready for your suddenly. Because the year is not up yet. Oh. And you got to ask yourself, in expectations, what is unrealistic? What would be unrealistic? And what would be a great expectation for you? What are you willing to do to get your suddenly? What are you willing to do to receive whatever greatness God wants to put into your lap? You know what else we got? We got one truck for my son. He don't even have his license yet. And he got one truck. He's been wanting a vehicle. God took us from EL Parkside to EL Valley. We were swimming in the river on the other side of the fence of EL Parkside, and we was happy and content to swim there. But now God just took us further up, closer to the source. And I tell you, the water feels so much more better up there, closer to the mountain. Felt good, you know, swimming in. But, you know, just God is taking us up one more step. And I cannot... Oh, man. I hope this is encouraging you and saying, you know what, yeah? If... Even when the conditions was perfect, yeah, it seemed like something like this couldn't happen, you know? Like people, I'm in the business of, you know, working on houses, yeah, and I see people getting kicked out of places because they cannot pay for rent, you know? You know, and for us to be blessed like this, man, it's, oh. This could have been a missed opportunity too, you know, because I, when I told my wife what could have happened, yeah, well, not what was happening, she said, I don't even move again. And so there was a tendency to get comfortable, you know, because we were comfortable where we were at, you know, and I felt like the Lord saying, I want you to be comfortable in being uncomfortable so that you can get blessed. Now, this is the third time we've moved, Pastor, in 2 years. Three times we moved. And three times wasn't easy. Was hard. I mean, this last time I was like, man, you know what? I could stay here. In fact, my landlord was Brown. He gave me all that. And we made that deal because he wanted me to live there. I was going to stay there till Ezekiel graduated from high school. 63, I would have been there. You know? And he would have been fine with that, you know? And the place, man, I mean, we fixed up the bathroom. We never even get to take a shower. That's how fast we had to get out of there. I mean, and yeah. So I want to encourage you on that point too. Opportunities will come. That's why it's called suddenly, yeah, Pastor? It'll happen automatic. And it's not just only material things, right? Things in the spirit. You bump into people that need what you have in the spirit, in the supernatural. They're going to need prayer. They're going to need encouragement. They're going to need whatever you have. And so be comfortable with being uncomfortable. If that makes sense. I don't know if that's, what is that, like an oxymoron? Yeah. You know, because when I found out that this guy was going to give us the green light for moving, I was afraid. I was like, man, I made this deal with my landlord, so I called him. And I took him to the place. I said, bro, I gotta show you this. And he said, what is this? And I said, oh, this guy, like I got an opportunity to move into this house. And he said, I wanted to check with you first to see if it was cool with you, because I know we're still doing this. I'll be at the apartment. And I says, I wanted to know if you, you know, whatever you say, I'll go with that. And he says, Kimo, bro, if you didn't move into that house, I would be mad at you. Nah, that's God, man. But he said, just finish up what you're doing over there, okay, before you leave, okay? So I can rent that out to somebody else. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, in the New Living Translation, it says, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. And let me tell you, I was stretched like Gumby to do this. It would be easy to just say, you know what? Bro, we just went slide right into the EL house. Oh, it was a lot of work, man. And through this scenario, I got to make some really cool friends, people that stepped up to help us, you know. And it was, God is just so good, because my power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. I'm glad to boast about it. It was hard for me to let go and trust other people to do what I needed to do. I had to learn to be flexible. And it was such a, oh man, I don't know how to say it, but it was just, wow, it was a growing experience for me. And I think we can all keep growing in this area of life, that we can learn to trust the Lord, to bring people into our lives, to help us to get where we need to go. Because I tell you what, I think I'm pretty talented. Not to be prideful, but man, there's a lot that I don't know. There's a lot that I don't know. And there's other people out there that knows a lot more than I do. And I can learn from that, you know, in these scenarios. So, trying to see where, because there's so much that went on from there to now. I mean, we just finished putting the backsplash on our kitchen countertops. I still never grout the tile. So you see, I mean, we're still working on them. You know what I mean? It's still working. But you still keep going, though. You keep your expectations great instead of being in an anxiety and worry, because, you know, you keep pushing that expectation out there. You keep moving. You keep going. You keep trusting God. And God is there to meet you. You know, and it's not all about planes, trains, and automobiles, right? You know, it's like these spacers, you know. Sometimes we expect God to do something a certain way through certain people, yeah? And we get these spaces in between, you know? And these spacers, yeah? I just broke one. These spacers are really cool. These spacers are, they stop the tile from having lippage. So like when you put the tile in, the space is absolutely perfect. But how many of you know, life is not perfect, yeah? Nothing is perfect, yeah? Something's going to be a little bit off. The measurement going to be off by a 16th, a quarter, half. I don't know if you guys even know what that means. I'm sure you guys do. You guys know how to read on ruler, yeah? And you can put your effort on things, yeah? And tie them down, but They're gonna go together the way they need to go together, yeah? Just playing with the spacer, you know? You can have the perfect spacer, you can have the perfect plan, but if you have great expectation, God will always meet you where you expect Him to be, yeah? So tonight, yeah, If there's anybody here that's going through stuff, yeah, we can either pray with you, we can lay hands on you, or we can do a overall prayer for the whole congregation, wherever, whatever way you feel would be fit. I feel like that whatever you're going through, I don't know what everybody's going through, but I know that everybody's going through something, you know? And my hope is, and my expectation, my great expectation is that my encouragement to you tonight is that not to give up, because God is there to meet you. He hasn't left you. COVID-19 hasn't scared God away, you know? In fact, I got to say that since this whole pandemic, I don't think I've been more healthy in my life than now. Any little sniffle, any little cough, and man, I catch them head on, bro. Like, we couldn't believe God for healing common cold, but now COVID-19, man, the virus that is keeping the whole world at bay is contained. And the world is, that's what I wanted to get to, is that the world is looking to us with great expectations to see what we're going to do during this pandemic. Because there's a lot of news going out there. There's a lot of propaganda. There's a lot of stuff that makes you wonder, well, okay, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? Somebody saying this. Somebody saying that. Somebody said wear one mask. Somebody saying no, wear one mask. Some people say stay home. Some people say go out, you know? You know, who do we believe? We believe the word. God's word is everlasting. God's word will never fade away. It'll never pass away. What God says he's going to do, he's going to confirm his word. He's going to bring it to pass in your life, especially in a time like this. So I encourage you, body, dig in deeper than ever before. Because it's not just for us. The world is watching. They want to see what we're going to do. And they come with great expectation. Amen? Okay, if there's anybody going through anything tonight, I would encourage you to stand where you're at. And we have the body of Christ. If you're close to somebody, lay hands on that person and let's believe. You know, I encourage you to like not, if I can give you one more thing, how do I say this, Holy Ghost? You can miss an opportunity by like just thinking that, oh, this person is not the one to help you, you know? You know what I'm saying? No, look with natural eyes, look with eyes in the spirit, that person could be who God sent to help you, you know, in whatever you're going through. So, does anybody? If not, we'll close it out and call everybody blessed. And thank you for allowing me to give you the praise report of what's going on in our lives. And I look forward to the praise reports coming from all of you.